God bless you. It's a great joy for me to be back over the mic with Brother Melvin Slade and the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, KRAJ 109 FM. We are grateful to him for this opportunity. I am the Apostle William T. Broaddus, Senior Pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, located in the Northeast San Fernando Valley. I bring you greetings from my wife, Prophetess Gloria Broaddus, and the Calvary congregation. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, beginning at verse 13. When Jesus came to the regions of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not prevail against it." Amen. That's wonderful news when we think about the power of God. God is able to move us from blessing, and when we're blessed, sometimes we stumble, and yet God is able to restore us in a blessed state. The Holy Spirit is leading me at this moment to look at how many times in both our Christian and secular walk, how many times in this life that we move from being instruments of blessings to that of being a stumbling block for ourselves and others. And there are times when we are guilty of moving from blessings to stumbling. All of us seek blessings from the Lord, amen. Not only that, we also appreciate blessing others may choose to bestow upon us. We want blessings from God and blessings from others. It is written that we bless people as we seek to bestow some good upon them. Blessing is the act of bestowing or declaring God's favor and goodness upon someone else. Blessings are not merely the words. It is more than an oral expression. People are blessed when you demonstrate the God-given power to bring that blessing to pass. It is a good thing to speak blessings over people and not curses. it was important to Jesus that there be a right confession of who he is. So as they walked along on their journey into Gentile territory in the region of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked an important question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? This is important because who he is and what he does together, in order for one to accept the plan of salvation, they need to know Jesus. We can never separate what Jesus does from who he is. As we see the battle of religion today with our various opinions about faith, with people interpreting scripture to fit their personal lifestyle instead of allowing what God says in his word to actually become their lifestyle, Jesus could ask the same question in the region of the United States of America, in the region of California. Pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, Jesus may be asking us the same question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Just as it was in Jesus' day, people are worshiping many things and calling it Christianity. There's idolatry in many forms in this country. And the question is asked, what do people really believe about Jesus? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Well, the public at least put the Savior in the company of the elite of God's chosen. Those that respected Jesus confused him with John the Baptist and thought John had risen from the dead. Others said he was Elijah because God declared through the prophet Malachi that he was going to send the prophet Elijah before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. Some believe this prediction was fulfilled in Christ. But according to Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 17, it was John the Baptist who came in the spirit and power of Elias. Some said they believed he was Jeremiah, the prophet. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet whose tender heart was broken at the sight of the decay of the nation. Certainly, this attitude was seen in Jesus, the man of sorrows. It was Jeremiah, the prophet, who said, if only my head were a pool of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, I would weep day and night for all the people who have been slaughtered. Well, Jesus did not have an identity crisis. He was not confused with his own identity. He wanted to know what they were saying about his person. In Matthew 6:15, it says, then he asked them, but who do you say I am? Now Jesus knew that the people were saying that respected him. He knew that. He knew what people were saying that respected who he was. But now he wanted to know what the people who followed him said about him. People outside of the Christian faith may have varied opinions about the identity and deity of Jesus Christ, But the real question, my beloved, is not what others believe about him, but what do you believe? Who do you say Jesus is? The Bible says in verse 16 of Matthew 16, Simon answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Hallelujah. Peter's response was the correct response. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. None of us can know Jesus unless God reveals him to us. Jesus replied in verse 17 and 18, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all of the powers of hell will not conquer it." Because of Peter hearing from God, hallelujah, and accurately identifying the person of Jesus Christ, Jesus called Peter blessed. The blessing came as a result of Peter receiving this revelation from God. I believe both Jesus and Peter were blessed by his confession of faith. Peter was blessed because he had entered a new dimension of life. He was now in touch with his spiritual side, with the ability to hear from the Spirit of the living God. And now Jesus can speak in deeper spiritual terms. The more we grow and mature in our Christian walk, the greater our ability to hear and understand the revelation sent to us from God. Peter's intellectual alertness was not the source of Peter's response. His response on behalf of the disciples came not from human wisdom. It was the result of a divine touch from the God of all knowledge. Flesh and blood could not give Peter that depth, in-depth revelation. That in-depth revelation had to come directly from the Spirit of the living God. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." Amen. So that's good news. In other words, my beloved, God's spirit reveals God's truth. When I have the Holy Spirit, then I'm able to understand God's truth. There are things, there's knowledge that comes from God that can only be discerned or understood and properly interpreted by the Holy Ghost. We must understand that spiritual truth can be comprehended only by those whose spiritual faculties have been made alive by God. Jesus blesses Peter by declaring the accuracy of his revelation, and based upon the truth that he had heard from God, that upon that revelation he would build his church and the gates of hell will be unable to conquer it. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank God for the Old Testament. that declares in Deuteronomy chapter 32, he is the rock, his deeds are perfect, everything he does is just, he is a faithful God who does no wrong, how just and upright he is. Yes, God is an unmovable rock. The psalmist says in Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from all my enemies. Oh, my beloved, we can trust in the promises of our rock. Psalm says, 18:30, God's way is perfect, and all the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all to look to him for protection. Oh, isn't that good news? God is our rock. He said to Peter in the Greek words that the Holy Spirit led Matthew to use, thou art Petros, a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus had given Simon the new name of Peter, which means a stone. The Aramaic form is Cephas, which also means a stone. Jesus himself is the foundation rock on which the church is built. We need to understand that the foundation of the church is Christ Jesus. It is not man. It is not government. It is the Lord. The Apostle Paul understood that Old Testament Israel relied on the rock, Christ Jesus. And I have good news to you today, that Jesus can be your rock. If he isn't your rock today, let him be your rock. You know what a rock is. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Weary land. Weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Shelter in a mighty storm. Jesus declared he will build his church. Jesus will build a community of called out persons called the church. Good God Almighty. And so I say to you, come on to the rock that will hold you when things are dangerous, when the winds of life are blowing against you. I invite you to come to that blessed rock called Christ Jesus. Hold on to that rock. That rock will never, never let you down. That rock will always keep you stable. That rock will be a comforting refuge for you in the time of need. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is the supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realm and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see. Hallelujah. Everything was created through him and for him. God, Son Jesus Christ, came all the way from heaven down, died for the sins of the world, that we might have a right to eternal life. My beloved, thank God for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross, yes he did, but early Sunday morning, he got up again and proclaimed with authority that all power and authority is given in my hand. God bless you today. Rejoice in the resurrection. May God bless your life. now and throughout eternity.